Jesus said, yes, it is love that will save our world and our civilization. Love even for enemies.
The Lord is long-suffering and of great mercy, forgiving iniquity and transgression.
God's love is there whether you are aware or not.
This is what I thought religion was. God's love, mercy, forgiveness, redemption. And he expects us to express these same attributes with our fellow humans. And then, on January 12th of this year, I read Deuteronomy 17.
Suppose a man or woman among you, in one of your towns that the Lord your God is giving you, has done evil in the sight of the Lord your God, and has violated the covenant by serving other gods, or by worshipping the sun, the moon, or any of the forces of heaven, which I have strictly forbidden. When you hear about it, investigate the matter thoroughly. If it is true that this detestable thing has been done in Israel, then that man or woman must be taken to the gates of the town and stoned to death.
Wait, what? Does the Bible actually say that?
Taken to the gates of the town and stoned to death.
At this moment, my faith was shaken. Christianity didn't seem like the same religion to me. I did some research, and the Bible is full of scriptures like this.
Leviticus 20, verse 2. Again, thou shalt say to the children of Israel, whosoever he be of the children of Israel, or of the strangers that sojourn in Israel, that giveth any of his seed unto Molech, he shall surely be put to death. The people of the land shall stone him with stone.
These scriptures were really adding up and piling on top of each other, one after the other.
Verse 9. For every one that curseth his father or his mother shall be surely put to death.
The man that committeth adultery with another man's wife, the adulterer and the adulteress shall surely be put to death.
And the man that lieth with his father's wife hath uncovered his father's nakedness, both of them shall surely be put to death.
Verse 12. And if a man lie with his daughter-in-law, both of them shall surely be put to death.
If a man also lie with mankind as he lieth with a woman, both of them have committed an abomination, they shall surely be put to death.
I started questioning my religion. I was thinking, maybe this is one of the reasons why there is so much conflict in the world, because the Bible was telling you to kill people that went against its teachings. I needed to talk to a Christian leader to set me right.
Yeah, my name is Bruce Burkett. I've been a pastor here in Cortez, a Lighthouse Baptist, for about 3.5 years now. Before that, I was a youth pastor in Tennessee for about another 3 years, so just getting my feet wet. I've been doing this about close to 7 years now. So, that's me.
After explanation, I asked, why would verses like this be in the Bible?
The truth of the matter, the same God that is absolutely a God of love is also equally a God of justice. You wouldn't say it was fair if someone came in and brutally murdered your mother, and the judge was sitting up on the stand, and everyone says, well, you need to be a loving judge, and you need to forgive. Now, if you're in that position, you would not be sitting there saying, yeah, he needs to be forgiven. You would be saying, no, he needs justice.
If he is a God of justice, what is the reason for such harsh punishment?
Yeah. And the reason why God does things like that is ultimately because he does love us. And he doesn't want us to harm each other. He doesn't want us to do things that are going to hurt others or our own lives in the long run.
You are helping me to understand that he loves us, yet it is still hard to understand his severe punishment.
You cannot ever question God's love simply because he is a God of justice. He has to do what's right. If he didn't do what's right, he wouldn't be God. He couldn't be. But even in doing that, you know, it's not his will that anybody sin, anybody do wrong. But even in executing justice, it's still out of love, ultimately, for that individual. And that can be hard to wrap your mind around.
It is hard to wrap my mind around. So, If God is all about justice, can he still forgive us?
And the truth is, God did not have to do anything to redeem us, to forgive us for the things that we've done. He didn't have to. He didn't do it to us. We chose to do it to ourselves. But he did more than that. He sent his only son to die on a cross for us, for our sins, for our wrongdoing, so that we could be saved. And in essence, we deserve to be judged for our sins, for the wrong things that we've done. But Jesus came, and the Bible says he took our sins on himself. And he died for all of our wrongdoing in our place. He took all of God's punishment for sin on himself. I've never seen a greater act of love. I've never heard, there isn't a greater act of love.
I'm starting to see that the Bible is about love and forgiveness and all that stuff I thought it was.
Most religion, it's about do, do, do. True Christianity is about done. Let me explain what I mean. Most religion says if you go to church and you give and you are good your whole life and you try really hard, then when you get to the end, God's going to weigh your good against your bad, and if your good's better, I'll let you in. That's not at all what the Bible teaches. The gospel is all about what's been done. That causes me to want to live my life for him. I don't have to. I know I'm going to heaven. But the reason why I live for Christ is because of what he's done for me. And I don't do it because I have to. I do it because I get to. And because, hey, he loved me so much, the least I can do. He died for me. The least I can do is live for him.
These words were really inspirational. I, too, wanted to live my life for Jesus. I was still a little stuck on the harshness of the punishments I read in the Bible, and so I sought clarification. I found that when I spoke to another religious leader in our community, Pastor Shelby.
Law of Moses was harsh. There were a lot of things in there, like it shook you up to think that that is what God would allow.
I read through Leviticus.
And there were countless scriptures saying that it was okay to kill people, or even telling you to kill people.
What was happening there? God was determined to protect the bloodline going all the way from Abraham to Jesus. He adopted those as his special people, okay? It was a tiny nation at the crossroads of the world, which had little chance to survive, ordinarily, but God took care of them. Now, when Jesus came, died to take the penalty for our mess ups, our mistakes, from then on, we are, if we wish to be, under the law of Christ. See, and now Christianity. So don't apply things from the law of Moses to today. It doesn't apply. It's like moving from one country to another that has a different set of rules.
After this interview, all my questions were answered. Pastor Shelby explained that the bloodline to Jesus had to be pure so that Jesus could be pure when he sacrificed himself for our sins. And Pastor Bruce was talking about God's unequivocal love for humankind and how his love is just. Pastor Shelby spoke to my mind, and Bruce spoke to my heart. At the beginning of this journey, I questioned whether my religion was really about love. Now, thanks to Bruce and Shelby, and to me for starting the journey, overall, my faith was restored better than it was before.